Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. Good morning and good afternoon to all of you on this chilly, chilly day. I am so excited to be with you today. It is January the 19th, 2026, and I want to welcome all of you. I am super excited. I know you guys just came away from Mark Husson's show, so I just want to make a little special announcement for those of you just joining us today. I am going to be with Mark tonight over at MH Astrology. It is for members only live, but we would love to have you there. He's giving so much to the public, and I am so honored and excited to be with him for his first duet live stream. It'll be really, really fun. As you all know, we have a lot to say after all of these years being together. Good morning to those of you coming in. Thank you, Serena, for being here. I was definitely in one of my Virgo rising moods today, guys. I was like, okay, what could go wrong? The wall could fall, this could happen, that could happen. I'm in one of those moods, which means my intuition, and I'm sure many of you know this, my intuition becomes so sensitive that I start feeling every single thing. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, because when we start to really become more in tune or more aligned, or perhaps it's a heightened psychic energy in the world, or our world, we really go into, sometimes I know for myself, I get so sensitive that I could feel like a wind blow before it blows, you know, and things like that. I also want to welcome those of you coming in. Christine Dumouriez is here in the chat room, and good morning to you. Terry, good morning to you. Terry and Chris, as you know, are 1-2 listen psychic advisors, astrologers, numerologists. Christine, I'm super happy that you're with us this morning. I am definitely all in. I rested, which is a little dangerous, but I could tell, you know, my energy is bouncing off the wall. I'm ready to read for you guys this morning. I am so excited. I don't know about you, but that new moon definitely shifted something. And I could tell for many of you, I've been seeing some things happen, and we're getting some movement where we weren't for like the entire last quarter of 2025. It felt a little slower than usual. It kind of, the energy was, perhaps other things had our focus, and now I could really feel momentum, which I'm super excited about. Speaking of which, I don't know if this is going to come through for you guys. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and post this now in the chat room here on YouTube. And for those of you listening for the first time, we welcome you as well. I'm super excited to be taking some questions in the chat. I did post my first class of this new year, which is a 3-class series, which begins on January 27th, and it's going to definitely blend many different facets of our intuitive process, our ability to manifest, what really works around manifesting and really opening up and receiving blessings, while at the same time really knowing with clarity what your journey holds. And I'm sure many of our old, you know, I say old, but you guys know what I mean. None of them are old. They're all fresh and spry and wonderful. But a lot of our original students will be with us, and I welcome new new students as well. It's a really great group to gather, and many, many magical things happen coming through that room. And on the external, of course, part of your lives, things just happen. It's a great energy, and talk about intuition and how we heighten each other's vibration. It's really, really good. Okay. So let me come on in now. When I say that I feel a shift, I just feel movement. And for those of you who haven't really felt that yet, I want to hear from you, and I want to see and take a look at you and see how we can really move forward together and get you going on a path. I also want to come in and say good morning to those of you coming. Maya, good morning to you. Lara, good morning to you. Jean, Maureen, I'll definitely take a look at Meg. Shell, hi. I said Christine and Terry and Suzanne. Hello, Quelly. Many Monday blessings to you. Charlene, it's so great to see you. Hi, Lynn and Tara. Lots and lots of love to Tara this morning, everyone. Fairy, hello. Laura and Deborah, hi. And of course, Serena's with us and many others. Michelle, I see you as well. So I am, you know, at the new year, every time I think that you guys know, my girls are really my Sydney and my Lulu, you know, if I can equate them both. I definitely, I don't even know where to go with this, but the bottom line is I know a mother knows, you know, what's what. And I was thinking about the intuition and the process of intuition through our connections to our children. And I want to, of course, include our boys also. But I was really thinking, and of course, this is where it goes, you know, how do we make things better for the generations after us, or the ones that are now present, learning, growing, and knowing so much more in so many different or unique ways that we really didn't realize growing up in our generation and things like that. And I was thinking about, I'm over there, I'm like meditating last night and manifesting, and how a mother's intuition is so significant, because how many of your children, or how many children, Serena, I'm actually talking to you as well, because not only is your mother on this path also, but for all of you, and if you're not a mom to your biological children, you're a mom to someone, and we all have that nurturing quality, that nurturing ability, or we feel that maternal connection with others in our lives. And I started thinking about the process of being a mother and what it really, I went into this, I saw these cells shifting, and I was feeling like the psychic energy running through now what we bring to this generation. Even if we connect with strangers and we haven't ever mothered anyone, we still have those connections in which we are really blending and synchronizing our energy with. And so the reason I went into the motherhood process is because, of course, even though Lulu is my dearest friend and my companion for a dozen years, I was still thinking that, or thinking to myself, she's so intuitive. Like, she's definitely playing on our last nerve as far as medication and everything goes, because she can intuit now everything that's going on. I was thinking how wonderful it is that we can connect in this life and synchronize and bring gifts to one another just through really osmosis, or however you want to call it. I'm not a scientist. I'm definitely not claiming to be, but I was thinking how amazing it is when you come together with people from the maternal aspect of it. And even if you're a man, you have a maternal side to yourself. There has to be something in there always, you know, but how great is it to come into a room or really understand that we can bring certain energies and gifts to conversations every single day that can help someone without even acknowledging it out loud, or really, and just really just by the energy exchange, the having an intention quietly for others, that we see that maternal aspect of ourselves, and that in which we give to our daughters, we give to our sons certain gifts and energies that we're not even conscious of day to day. But Lord knows there has to be something about the birthing process that we gain, because we certainly have to go through so much. And yet every single day that we connect with each other, we have that same process. So I've been thinking a lot about this. And so I would like to intend for everyone going forward this week to think about what you're bringing to someone else, even from a cell perspective, even from the connection when you're meeting people, whether it's someone you adore and love and are so intimate with, or someone that you have given birth to, or someone that you've never known before. You know, what can you bring energetically, intuitively, psychically to those conversations without that other person knowing about, to see what kind of magic you could see happening in their lives, or maybe even silently change their mood and things like that. So I'm really starting to think about how we all blend, what we bring to our children, and what they're here to bring into the world. And so I've been thinking about this, and especially because Lou, obviously everyone who knows, and if you're here for the first time, thank you for letting me share this, because our dogs, our pets, our, you know, how do we keep this connection going? And so, of course, I'm day to day getting a little bit of a runaround from her. But at the same time, I know it's my fault because I actually gave her that energy to do so. And so even a dog, you know, so imagine what we can affect others with in our personal space. And that's what I want to share and put out there with you today. Okay. So think about that going forward. I think we as helpers, as you're all empaths and massive life students, you know, in this community and others and otherwise out in the world, we are so conscious of what we do day to day out loud. What about what we're doing silently? Where are your thoughts? What are you really wanting for that other person you're connecting with? And how are you sharing that? And I think that it's going to become more obvious and more important moving forward. I do believe it makes the world a better place. And Lord knows we need some of that. So keep shining your light, do it brightly, and do it quietly. And I feel like we're going to start seeing a difference, and you're going to start seeing differences in your own lives. And so think about that this week as you're out and about, and see, kind of test yourself a little bit. I like to test the energy in the field a little bit and decide what I'm putting out there in my mind for someone else. Like I'm going down my list right now while we're talking, and I have a silent thought for every one of you, because I could feel and I believe wholeheartedly that this encourages more light in the space, more truth in the space, and more love in the space for you to go forward and reach some of your goals that you're trying to reach. And I love that. And I want you to do the same. I feel like it's a really good time in the world to try and to really believe that it works. And let's see what happens. Things happen in invisible, miraculous ways, but how? We don't really know yet, you know? So I love that. And I really am looking forward to coming in the room now. With that being said, all of these things day to day in your spiritual lives, your connection with God or the divine, whatever you believe in is your highest power, is in fact your highest power. And honestly thinking about how you can share that and what you could take forward, and also watch how everyone around you takes it forward. And I love that too. And so often we're so caught up in the day to day. I love that, Pamela. Good morning to you. I think we're so caught up in the day to day, we forget what we can do with some invisible help. And I like that. Okay. Because that's where it's all coming from. What we can't see, touch, taste, it exists. And so with that being said, I am coming into the room. I want to share some of this with you. I'm going to obviously do some out loud predicting. And I'm trying to see who's first, but go ahead and put your questions in the room. I'm going to come to the top. And I'm looking, Maureen, where did you go? I want to see you first. Guys, if any of you, I mean, I saw some like 40 below temps, which is insane. So please stay warm in the world. We were 35 waking up today, and that's a little different for us as also probably 50 degrees less than we're used to. So I can't feel where you're at, but I know that you have to stay warm. I'm looking for Maureen's questions. Tomorrow Meg has a big physio. Okay, let's take a look. I could feel the change too, which is probably why I'm speaking about it. Michelle said she could feel these changes. I feel it. And I actually feel it more today than I have in a while. But I definitely, it's been building. I know you all get that anticipation, you know. All right, let's take a peek. I'm just tapping into Meg's energy. Maureen, do you know what she needs to pass? Number? I don't know if you're here, but I'm going to go ahead and take a look at her. All right, guys, let's take a peek. Also, I don't know if something changed. I see delay. Was there a delay around this exam? But I feel good about it. I feel really good about it. So you come back and share. I mean, I know she's going to do it. For some reason, I wonder if she has high anxiety. Do they only have one day to do it? I feel one more. Oh, is it tomorrow? Oh, yeah, tomorrow. All right, hold on. I feel so... Even my eyes are itchy a little bit, which is actually not a bad thing. Oh. I just feel something about the timing. She's a nervous wreck, I can tell you that. She'll tackle it and she'll get there. It looks good at the outcome twice, okay? Let's leave it at that. I feel very, very good about that. Let me see if I have anything else to pick up for you, okay? See, now sometimes when my eye is itching, they want to show me something. It's like, what are we supposed to look at that we don't see yet? It's like a sign that we're going to see something. But I also believe that you have a little increase here coming up around your finances and your health. So I love that. Often we go through... I feel good news from a distance as well. I like the good news around the test and all of that because I don't see any stress for you. So that's a very good thing, even though, of course, just like we were saying about, you know, me, my little experiment around my manifesting and my meditation around the cells blending and everything else and what we can do silently for each other. I guess sometimes if we think about it in real time, we say we meditate for you, we send good thoughts, we also, and there's something to be said that's true about that, and we pray for each other, whatever words you want to use. And so I feel that as well, the silent energy. And so consciously, Maureen, just send her good, positive, silent energy, and I feel like that's going to work. I want to also tell you coming up ahead, and I'm sure CA would have something to say about this for you know, astrologically for you and all of that. But I feel that you have an ability now coming into, and I don't say these words lightly, but I do feel you have an ability to heal. And you may feel this in yourself. And I'm not saying, of course, don't go to the doctor, don't do this, don't do, of course, I encourage everything that you have to do in that way. But I do think you have a good healing ability going on in your physical body right now. So everything that's anything or anything that is bothering you, you probably notice moves through very quickly, where before you may have been a little stuck or sticky about it. I feel good about that. And I hope that helps. Okay. I don't know if you're realizing that yet. I see a lot of physical movement moving forward. You're definitely going to get lucky again. I think when we move our bodies and we have that swiftness about us, we definitely feel like we're attracting more towards us. And for you right now, your attraction is heightened in your physical body, not psychic or intuitive, or it's just like physical action. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's where your heightened gift comes from right now. And I hope that helps. Okay. It's your physical layer. And I love that. All right. Let me see who's next. Jean, where did you go? All right. Let's take a look. I'm seeing some of you ask some questions. I appreciate that. We're going to get there. Okay. Here we go. Jean says, may I have a reading, please? You got it. You're taking some new steps. Now, I feel like you also... you are actually coming to a time of healing your emotional body. It feels very good. And you really feel renewed, like there is renewal ahead. I do feel like you're taking some good steps. I do. I feel fresh energy. I feel even brighter towards the latter part of the month, which really we're going into soon. I can't believe it already. We're already looking at the end of January. We just got here. I also feel you're going to be more maternal about yourself and others as well. I see adventure. I feel connection with another. I also feel you're going to start attracting more of who or what you want to bring into your world. And I love the energy about that, because I feel like you've changed some boundary rules recently, and now they're all going to come to you in a way that's going to pay. I say pay off. I don't want to make it sound like that. They're definitely coming to you in a way that feels more blended or equal and fair. And I hope that helps. I really, really do. I feel positive about your future also. And your light is definitely turned back on. I feel like you're going to a 10 emotionally, which is very, very hard to do. And you know what? Most of us are happy at it after 7. You know, we're doing pretty good and we don't complain. But I see you going to a 10 soon. So you have some happy times ahead. And I love that for you. And I hope that helps. Okay. Okay, let's see who's next. Um, One other thing, you may, Jean, you may go back into years, I don't know, I want to say decades ago, but I feel like there's something about childhood coming through also. So I don't know if you tap into it often, your childhood or things like this, but it'll be coming up and it'll be positive. It's almost like we always tend to go into more of the negative memories and we kind of forget the positive, but you're actually going to do the opposite right now. And I love that for you. And I hope that helps. Okay. Mari, thanks for being here today. Thank you. All right, let me see who's next. Caroline, I think that's you. Just let me know. Or I'll just go. This is for Murphy, okay? I know it's hard for me to... Okay, it is you. Okay, good. Okay, she said her checking in on son Liam, who has decided to have surgery on his shoulder after spending 6 months trying to rehab with PT. All right, let's take a look. You know, that's a very popular day. Someone, if one of the astrologers would be so kind to point anything out about 2406, I would say there are about a dozen, and I know it's mere coincidence, but maybe not, which we can dig into a little bit, but it seems to be a very significant and positive surgery day for everyone in and I know many. I can't even count them on my two hands. That's how often this date has come up. So maybe there's something special about it. Or it's just a popular day. So let's take a look, okay? If there's a lot of synchronicity around that day, it's in different ways as well. Okay. I gotcha. Love that. She said it's his birthday, so I love it. All right, let me take a peek. For some reason, I've heard the 4th and also that week, the 6th. There has to be something about it because it's really become, okay, it's a Wednesday and a Friday. All right, let's take a peek, okay? Let's just look at Liam. Caroline, did they diagnose him? Of course, I'm not permitted to give medical advice, but I'm just guiding to see that he does well with his surgery and things like that. But do you know what his issue is? The diagnosis? Ugh. Okay, let me take a peek. She said torn labrum. He's protected. He's definitely safe. I do think it's going to take him some time to heal, but I feel very, very okay about it. I think he's looking at a full 4 months, so don't get upset that I'm saying that. That's what he needs for recovery. To 100% capacity, he can get there. I believe it was torn pretty good too. So like you're saying, they said it was torn badly. I
am definitely seeing his discomfort, but he will be stronger and better than ever at the end of that cycle. I'm not telling you he's going to be miserable for that time frame, but I do think it's going to take that much time. I really do. And I believe that he's safe and everything's going to be okay. He really doesn't want to even give up for it, like to do it, but I think that's the right thing to do. Okay. And I hope that helps. Please come back and share and let us know how he's doing. Okay. Lots of love to you both. All right. I'm going to come back up top. I feel like I missed someone. I love Lynn. Hi, and thank you so, so much. I'm looking forward to being with Mark's live stream tonight also. It's going to be a lot of fun to be with all of you live, and I think we're going to be doing some readings and having some fun. There's never enough time. Suzanne, did you ask me a question? Okay, let's take a look at Suzanne in Connecticut in the snow. Here we go. I feel like... Now, what I was saying earlier and setting an intention silently and really being conscious of connecting, understanding how much you're bringing to others in a very, it's almost non-existent really, because it's very silent and very magical and almost like, you know, sometimes we say we want to take action. We have a lot to say. We want to do something for the other person and we want to help in all of these ways. But what about the invisible energy that we share in the same space? You know, I think it becomes more important and we become more aware. And I also believe, Suzanne, you've been working on some of that stuff. I could feel that. I see a lot of bright light for you coming up ahead. The spirit of generosity is huge. I feel a lot of learning. I feel some travel coming up. Your downtime is so important also. Your alignment with others becomes more important. Putting ourselves in a different frame or a different perspective as far as connecting to each individual that we come into contact with. I think you're doing that already, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You know, it's like everybody just needs to get along. Our one-on-one, your one-on-one relationships are going to become peaceful. They're going to change and grow a little bit. Are you planning on taking any kind of larger trip later in the year? Because I do feel that. Oh, it's your birthday this week. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday, Suzanne. I feel a trip later in the year. And I also feel even you may even be open to travel for learning or some kind of journey. You know, it's not like it's the hermit energy because so it's for you. I don't know if that's in the works yet, but I definitely feel it. And I am really excited to find out how you, if that's even happening yet. I see a lot of wish. I love the nines because I do think you're going to have a lot of nine energy this year. And I'm hoping to be up to traveling as I continue. Yeah, you're definitely going to travel and you are a little hermit, but you're growing in your wisdom, you say. I see a lot of healing also, but by September, you'll be ready to travel. How's that? Because I did say later in the year. I feel good about that. I wouldn't be surprised if it was for a retreat or some kind of celebration you want to attend or something like that, but I definitely feel that kind of energy. Writing, returning to things that you love to do, I do believe you may feel a little stuck in your healing because you'll reach a plateau in the spring, but then you'll take it all the way to the top in September, okay? So you just a little bit at a time, you will be recovering more and more. And remember the plateau I told you you're going to reach this year. Happy birthday. I feel good about you. Happy Monday, Miss Keisha. It's nice to see you here. Good morning, and good morning to all of you. Oh, my beautiful godson shows up. Tyler, hi. Nice to see you also. We love you too. So happy that you're here as well. Now I'm missing someone, so I want to come back. It feels very busy. Who feels busier in their lives? I think the new year started slow. It was like the Sandman came to visit. We had to wipe everything out of our eyes and go forward. I feel that strongly. I want to come. Hold on a second now. Rebecca said the managers are crappy at her job. I think dealing with the chefs makes your life easier as well. And I do believe that they're fond of you and you're doing well. I also believe that a couple of the managers, I don't even know if you would want to know them that well in any case, but one of the two, if there are, I feel two people, I feel a man and a woman actually on coming up ahead. One of those two are going to be leaving the scene actually. And then I see two more people coming in, and you will get along really, really well with one of the two people that are coming in, Rebecca. I feel really good about that and very strong about that. Okay. I do hope that helps. Just hang tight. As far as they are crappy, one of them is going to pay a price for that. I feel sit tight. Don't focus on them. Focus on all the amazing things and your service, of course, and the people that you come into contact with every day, because you never know when your next opportunity is coming. And I really feel that. And I also feel sometimes we have to just put our head down, do what we're best at. And their opinion of you and whatever, they're just, you know, let their energy be their energy. This is one of those things where we could silently change our mind and say, you know, just put a good vibe around yourself and just think positive things. And some of this is going to fall away because they're going to be, somebody's going to be replaced. And I do hope that helps. Ms. Lori, it's so, so nice to see you today. She said she's been a student of Mark Husson since back in the 80s and 90s. And thank you for your support. And we are very excited. I know I am very excited. And I mean, there are so many layers of Mark Husson and so much to talk about that it's really a gift, and it's truly going to be a fun night. I have a really good feeling about being with all of you, and I'm so grateful that you're going to be there. And he is definitely a teacher of teachers as well, so I'm sure you know what I'm saying there. So we'll have a good time. Thank you for that. Kat, do you have any insight as to how I can get less emotionally impacted by my son's father? I've been cultivating solutions. That's okay to fall short, but don't look at it like falling short. It's agitating and it's true. And so the focus is your son. This is, I know it's hard to not be impacted, and I relate in many ways, but I think that it's important to remember that your sun is really the only thing that matters. And for some reason, the universe, your sun's spirit, chose both of you to be his parents. And you put both of you together, and this is what we have, your beautiful sun. And so you can thank him for that and then understand that you're not together. You said something significant, your son's father. Well, you're obviously, for a reason, on your own journey. And I feel very confident that you will continue to become more aware on your own journey. And you know what? You're going to be so happy that this is what you chose, or even if it was chosen for you, it was totally meant to be. And as long as you're putting all the love and put your focus on your son, I mean, fully, what does he need for his life is what really the truth and the answer is, because that's why you're there. And also, like I said, remember I said about the absorption of the energy and how like I go into this crazy space of watching our cells grow together and interchange and all of these things, you know, just put all of that into your boy. And that's really a good thing. The other thing is to accept the fact. I think acceptance brings us grace instead of reaction. Or the thing is, you know who he is, but he has no idea who you are. And you're seeing clearly, and you should be grateful for that as well. But it's okay to accept some of these emotions and stay graceful in your space. And just keep focusing on what your son needs. And I think it's hard when we have distance or separation to keep our mouths, less is more, right? Like I said, the silent, I think some of this is probably good because I was thinking about that silent space that we all exist in, and we could change things within instead of being out loud. And think about that as well. Try to really wish him well and just, you know how they say you take a mirror and you reflect it back, or just keep pushing away, push away. Whatever you have to do, surrounding yourself with color, some gold, some green, really good grounding energy. I think that helps as well. Okay. I really believe that he affects you emotionally, but, and I think that's normal when we're raising children and we have kids together but just keep focusing your attention on the right things, and the right things will happen, and you'll be less and less emotional about it. People we pull away from, disconnect from, leave, feel abandoned by, if it's the other way around and things like this, it's always for a reason. We may never want it to have gone that way, but I really believe the universe protects us, and everyone, any kind, God's rejection is our protection. There's something so true about that. Is it going to be true in every scenario? No, but think about that. And you could put a little imaginary wall around it too, if you'd like to. I have done that over time through manifesting, meditation, just envisioning, you know, just before you go into that space, just really put a wall up, and it really does help. It works. So I hope that helps. I think his energy is going to dissipate a little bit. I don't mean that he's vanishing, but sort of. Within you, emotionally, he will not affect you over time. I honestly believe 3 months from now, we're having a different conversation, and you're going to feel stronger than you have in years. And I do hope that helps, okay? Yeah, I see sometimes I like to put people in a box and put a bow on. I use a lot of visual expression because, and for all of you, it sometimes we have no control. When we can't control something, we have to go into some other avenue of fulfilling what we need to do for ourselves, or how maybe even to put a Band-Aid. Who cares if it's a Band-Aid for a minute, and we can imagine him, put him in a little box, put a little knot on top, and put it on your shelf, you know, these kinds of visuals. And often we could just clear it. Whatever helped, that really helps me, putting things in a box and getting rid of it. Sometimes I put a really nice bow on it so I can untie it again. Often I put a knot on it so I can never get in it again. Sometimes we want to glue it shut and put that energy away. And I think visually, creatively, whatever your process is, I think it works for you. And that's a good thing too, okay? All right, now let's take a peek. I could tell the guide energy is a little strong around you. You're very, very protected. We can't lose sight around why you're your son's mother. That's the only thing. I try to stay in a space of positivity simply because, remember, those invisible or those thoughts, you know, it's not easy. And at the same time, acknowledge your feelings. Accept it, be graceful, and believe it or not, something's going to come and take your focus. And I'm laughing, but I do feel silly. I just saw something coming to take your focus, so it's really not going to make a difference a few months from now. I can't wait to hear from you then, okay? And of course, in between, you're more than always welcome here, but I do feel you're going to have something to tell me in the spring that you're not going to really, you'll see. Hard to believe today, right? All right, you come and share when you can. All right, I feel like I'm missing someone. Tara, if you want to share, please let us know what's happening. Lots of love and prayers for Donnie. Tara's been going through some stress in the last couple of days, and we want to send some love out to her and her son and her family. I feel like I'm missing someone, so... Rebecca, Jane, there you go. She says, I'd love a reading, health or moving. I just can't stand the noise from, oh, that's a lot of people. I believe, is it at all possible that two of those people are going to leave that space? Hi. And I actually see you post four people or four little hand waves at the same time. Now, am I wrong by reading that there are six people up there? Or are there just a bunch of people up there? Because I feel two people leaving the scene as well. Have you tried any noise? I'm sure you've tried everything. I know you. Have you tried noise barriers or anything like that? You know, the wind, the rain, the apps, the four of them are traveling nurses and one baby. Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's what, where did the six come from? I actually feel like how many, okay, so there are five total. I feel six minus two. I feel four. And there's four traveling nurses. Okay. Okay, good. So when you asked me about the noise, let me see something. Just can't stand the noise. Oh, it says just can't stand the noise. Six people. That's where I got the six, making living upstairs conflicted. Okay, so six people and seven with the baby. Okay, I got you. Two. So four are, okay, that makes, okay, so that's why I'm differentiating somehow these two against the four are traveling nurses, because I kept getting the four. So you're going to have some quietness, quiet time in this energy. I don't think it's time to leave. I feel like, yeah, I understand that. I can only imagine what you're going through, but I feel like everybody's going to be leaving at the same time. It's going to become a busier year away, which is very good. And you're going to feel a lot better. And I'm not saying immediately by April, we'll have a clear picture of how this is all going to play out with the space you're in now. I don't feel like it's time to jump. Wait for the shift around apartments. And I think things are going to improve a little bit, but I don't want you to leave yet. I understand about the stress. Do you have these other things that can, sometimes running a fan, three are there full time. Yeah. And I feel like you're going to have a lot more clarity. Coming up ahead, as far as quiet. So I don't want you to leave yet. I hope that helps. Just make sure. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but I do feel like you could find something to ease this in the meantime. And I do, and I feel like your health, you're going to be working on your health more than ever physically. I feel that. And I hope that helps too. And please come back and share and let me know. Okay. All right, everyone. Okay. I will catch you next time for your birthday. And if you tell me who you are, I'll remember. Okay. That's good. Okay. We have discussed it. Okay, everybody. Thank you so, so, so much. Everyone coming in, thank you for being here. And we will see you tonight over at Mark Husson's membership site on YouTube at MH Astrology. I am so excited to be with you guys at 4 p.m. Pacific. Everyone, Laura, nice to see you too. Bye, everyone. Thanks for everything. And I'll see you soon. Okay, Serena, thanks for being our producer. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye now.